Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday, so follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Monday, April 18th. Hope everybody had a phenomenal Easter weekend. I had a tremendous one. It was all around excellent. Played a bunch of basketball Saturday morning. My son had a triple header of basketball action Saturday afternoon, so went to that. The final game was pretty crazy because they have an 11- and a 12-year-old team for his club, and they joined forces to play this pretty good 12-year-old team. And I was stunned my son even got to play on the court because, you know, listen, he's not even remotely close to ready to play the big kids that are super fast and quick. And, you know, I was thankful the coach put him in, and, you know, they were down big, came back. It was just good to see nice parents for my son's team supporting it. So that was fun. Saturday was just all around great. Then, obviously, a lot of NBA. We'll get to plenty of NBA. One certain guy is obviously going to lead the charge. But Easter Sunday was tremendous. You know, we did a brunch. We did church, you know, for the religious folks out there. Easter, obviously, a big one. Church was packed. Good to see people back out and about. Talk to a bunch of people. And it almost feels like we're getting back to normal in terms of no mask, people, like, actually being chill. And then I hear about two buddies who got COVID recently. I'm like, what? How? How is this still? I know it's a pandemic, Jason. Chill. I want you guys to stay healthy. Hopefully nobody gets it serious. Also, little side note, we'll be hosting the Dan Patrick Show tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific. So obviously tune in for that. But I think the big story, obviously, in sports this weekend is the NBA playoffs. There was a little USFL action. I caught a little bit of it, caught a little bit of baseball. But really, it was wall-to-wall NBA for me. I'm just going to sidestep most of what happened on Saturday. You know, the games were fine. Nothing too exciting happened. I mean, Minnesota over Memphis was a bit of a surprise. I really am shocked at that. Anthony Edwards went bananas. Utah, close win over Dallas. I mean, it was a one-point game with 2 minutes left. Luka Doncic did not play. Don't want to read too much in, but it's obviously must win in game two. No doubt about that one for my Dallas Mavericks. That game is this afternoon in Los Angeles at 5:30, but 8:30 p.m. relegated to NBA TV with no Luka Doncic. I'm almost certain Toronto-Philly would have been the NBA TV game, but I digress. The other game Saturday, obviously, Philadelphia just curb stomps the Raptors. I'm not ready to throw in the towel on my Raptors bet. They just got to win tonight, you know, and they got a shot at the series. You go down 0-2, it's going to be a lot more difficult. And what was the other? I forget. The other game Saturday, Golden State rolled to victory over the Denver Nuggets. But Sunday is really where the action was. And I know it's Easter, and a lot of people have family and obligations, and they might have missed some of the action. And there was really nothing you missed in Miami and Atlanta. That was a bloodbath. The only thing you might have missed was I had a tough beat on the gambling front. And I've been hot to start the NBA playoffs, 8-3 heading into Sunday. And then I get this Kyle Lowry beating that just hurts. I told you guys I look for mispriced stuff in the market. And Kyle Lowry is going to be the fulcrum of the Miami Heat. No doubt about that. He is going to run the show for them. He's a veteran. He's a tremendous talent at point guard. Both sides, offense, defense. He's a leader in the huddle. Like, Kyle Lowry's awesome. Amazingly, his points, rebounds, assists total was only 24.5. And I'm like, that's way low. Everything's going to run through him on offense. And after three quarters, he lands on 23. I'm like, oh, great. He's got the entire fourth quarter to get 1.5 points, rebounds, assists. One bucket does it. A jumper, an elbow jumper, two assists, a board, you know, whatever. Easy. That's a lock. And then I notice he doesn't play a minute in the fourth quarter because the sorry-ass Hawks did not even show up. And they're down by 30. Kyle Lowry sat the entire fourth quarter and I lose my bet. Brutal. That one hurt. The Bucks lost. I was on the Bucks against the Miami Heat. Bucks are up 15 in the first quarter. You're like, ah, this is a cakewalk. And then I guess they thought that and stopped playing basketball. The Bulls fought, made it close, and Bulls covered the spread. Nicely done by Chicago. They're not going to win the series, but that was a good fight. But the big game and the focus of this podcast is going to be on Boston 115, Brooklyn 114 in an absolute thriller. Celtics were the better side until the fourth quarter, and then it looked like they were melting down. A tremendous final possession. If you haven't seen the final 12 seconds yet, I'm sorry. You can go watch it. Pause the podcast right now. Go watch it on YouTube. You've got to see this. Just an excellent end game scenario. One of the better playoff games, I think, in the last few years. I know it's only game one, and you don't want to freak out, but it was just an awesome ending. All five Celtics touched the ball. Marcus Smart to Jason Tatum cutting to the bucket for the game-winning layup as time expires. Caught ball watching on the play, Kevin Durant. On second viewing of the game winner, just watch Kevin Durant. He's at the foul line. He's looking. He's watching the ball the whole time. Jason Tatum runs right behind him. Durant doesn't have any clue. Tatum cuts right to the basket. So I, of course, paused it, the TV at the time, brought my son in and said, Bryce, you can't just hang out on the perimeter, wait for your shot, and get to your spots. Look at what cutting to the basket does. And Tatum made the perfect basketball play. By the way, I was extra excited on the Tatum game winner because he had a total of 29.5 points. Yes, I'm betting on this. Don't judge me. I did say last week, don't bet superstars. Tatum is in a different class than like a Trae Young. Trae Young, by the way, anybody who took Trae Young overs got slaughtered. He was awful against the Heat. Tatum is a scoring machine and the best scoring option on the Celtics. Tatum, heading into the fourth quarter, had 27 points. He gets two free throws in the first minute. So he's got 29, right? His total was 29.5. He takes one shot for the final 11 minutes. And I'm sitting here like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose on two brutal fourth quarter beats when both of these were perfect reads and I should be cashing lots of money on these. Then Tatum hits a game winner and I got extra excited because his total went over. That being said, the biggest story for the weekend for that game was not Tatum's game winner. Nothing that happened on the court. It was something that happened. Well, one of them happened on the court. Kyrie Irving, shocker, is the center of the sports universe as we start Monday morning. Kyrie Irving, former Boston Celtic, who after beating the Celtics last year in the series, went to the middle of the court and stomped on the Boston Celtic, whatever that thing is, the Boston Celtic who's like dancing with the hat and the cane, stomped on it. Okay? Kyrie Irving is booed every time he gets the ball. They don't like him. And I guess he was hearing other stuff that he didn't like. So in the fourth quarter, Kyrie Irving hits a jumper on the baseline. And again, this video is out there for you to see. He looks to the crowd. I don't know if it's specifically someone or general area and just fires a middle finger. This is in the middle of the fourth quarter. Like, what are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be locked in playing basketball. You look into the crowd and drop a middle finger. Then he's slated to come into the game. He's like waiting for the inbounds pass. You know, the referee's like holding, coming out of the TV timeout. And Kyrie's sitting there. You can see Boston fans behind him. Their mouths are moving. You don't know who he's talking to. And Kyrie Irving just starts like mouthing it like he's having a conversation with them, but not facing them. Puts both hands behind his head and does the double middle finger. Like, I mean, the middle finger's coming back, I guess. I did not know it was a thing. And then Kyrie does this thing where he's like talking about, oh, these guys are talking, you know, like it, talking to himself. And like, he knows the camera's on him, right? He's a camera hog. He knows it. And then after the game, okay, after the loss, he went postal. This is, honestly, you guys know if you're regular listeners to the podcast, I'm not a Kyrie Irving fan. I don't think he's a winning player. I think he thinks it's always about him. He's always hurt in the playoffs. Tried to sabotage the bubble with all those comments, jumping on the call. And like, he just, you know, I don't want to play with LeBron. I don't want to play for Brad Stevens. Suckers Kevin Durant into leaving Golden State. They can't win because Kyrie's always hurt. Something happened with him and James Harden that we still don't know. Hopefully, we'll find out eventually. But, you know, Kyrie Irving, not an easy guy to like. That being said, I absolutely love this quote. And Rob G may have to bleep some of it out. Kyrie Irving, I don't want to attack every Boston fan, but when people start yelling pussy and bitch and fuck you, there's only so much you could take. We're expected to be docile and humble. Nah, fuck that. It's the playoffs. And I'm going to say, guys, I absolutely love that from Kyrie Irving. How could you not? He's fired up. I love it. Now, listen, there's a lot here. There are layers to this. But I think the overriding theme is Kyrie Irving loves being the villain. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. Some guys are built to be the villain, right? We know LeBron James is built to be the villain. When you leave Cleveland, host a TV special to announce you're going to the Heat, and go to the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Bosch, you are built to be a villain. Now, it didn't always go great for LeBron, but he was fine for it. Bring it on. Bring all the smoke on. Kevin Durant leaving OKC, right? Leaves OKC, goes to Golden State, becomes a champ. Everybody hated him. Everyone. Like, it's one of those things where you have to be built for everybody's going to hate me. I want all the smoke. Bring it on. Not everybody's ready for that. Now, the classic example is Tiger Woods. Right? Tiger Woods was loved by everybody. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, he's cheating on his wife. He's banging hookers, prostitutes, doing all this stuff in Vegas, you know, cheating on his wife. It was ugly. It all comes out, right? We get the full story. And at that point, Tiger has a couple options. Well, I could just say, screw everyone. That's who I am. Deal with it. And you could wear the black hat. Kyrie Irving's doing that. Tiger Woods wanted no part of that. Now, you could argue, Jay, Tiger Woods is part of a billion-dollar machine for Nike? One of the most beloved athletes ever? He meant so much to golf, there were probably enough people saying, listen, you screwed up, but you absolutely cannot let this go to hell. You cannot just, you can't roll with this and be the villain. You got to clean this up. There was image rehab. I think he went to sex rehab. Like, Tiger could not be the villain. He could not be the hated guy. Now, again, I know a guy, we're not really friends anymore, but he was in Tiger's fraternity. Tiger used my buddy's, former buddy, used his fake ID, you know, to get into clubs. And, you know, apparently Tiger was, listen, I'm not blasting the guy. I don't know him. But Tiger was like a huge nerd, didn't know how to talk to girls. And, you know, this fraternity got into was working with him to be cooler. I mean, Tiger was sheltered and coddled his entire life, right? So he was kind of nerdy. Like, this is a guy who was never really built to be the villain. And he opted not to do that. Guys like LeBron and Kevin Durant could. Kyrie Irving is cool with everyone hating him. He gets it. There are soccer players out there globally. The guy who came to the LA Galaxy, his name is spacing me. I can't remember. Right now. It might be Ibrahimovic. Comes to the Galaxy and he's like quoting himself in terms of like, basically I'm on God's level and says all this stuff. It's funny. He's fine. Mostly people like him, but in the deep in soccer world, you don't like anybody who's that arrogant and cocky, but I liked him. I like these guys who want to be the villain, who are cool with being hated. And Kyrie is basically signaling to everybody, listen, not only am I not willing to be hated, I don't care about that. I'm not afraid. But on top of that, I kind of want to change things.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self, and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And this is the deeper thing that I don't think the older sports media crowd gets. The Charles Barkleys of the world, the Shaqs. Okay, I just want to remind people, Charles Barkley went in on Kyrie Irving. Of course he did. That's what Charles Barkley did. We forget Charles Barkley got in numerous fights off the court when people said stuff to him. When he was a basketball player, somebody was allegedly making racial slurs to him, so he spat at the guy and ended up spitting on this girl, got suspended and fined. Now he cleared it up and he said it was a big teachable moment. But like, for Charles Barkley to criticize Kyrie Irving, like, bro, come on. Do you forget who you were when you were playing in the NBA? Like, let's keep it a little bit real. I know it's tough now that you have the perspective of an old 50-year-old, the wisdom now that you have. But even in sports media, a lot of guys, oh, Kyrie's soft. Oh, come. No, he's not built for it. Like, let's take a time out on that for a sec. Let's think about this. For as long as sports has been around, this has been an arena gladiatorial type situation, right? Your gladiators in the ring. They're going to say whatever they want. You guys obviously have seen the great Russell Crowe movie, Gladiator, one of the all-time greats. Like, you are a gladiator. They are around the arena, and they're going to say whatever they want. And, you know, like, is it right? No. But does it happen? Yeah, that's just how it's happened. That's happened in the NFL, in the NBA, Major League Baseball. This has happened forever. And it feels like this Kyrie Irving moment could signal some pushback. Now, we've seen moments before, the Malice at the Palace, where Ron Artest and Steven Jackson and company got in a fight. I, by the way, have been steadfast throughout. Somebody throws a beer at Ron Artest when he's laying on the table. That guy is to blame for that, not Ron Artest. Somebody throws a beer at you. It's different than somebody verbalizing you're a jerk, whatever words you want to say that are going to get deleted off the podcast. But I'm okay responding. These are newer, younger athletes. This is a different generation, guys. Just because they're pushing back on people saying whatever the hell they want, that doesn't make them soft. I mean, think about this. In the grand scheme of things, think big picture. Something like the mental health issue going on in this country. 20 years ago, no athlete is willing to come out and say, I need a mental break. I need some time off. I'm struggling with mental health. Nobody did that 20 years ago. Certainly nobody did it in the Shaq and Charles Barkley era 30, 40 years ago. It just wasn't. Well, Shaq was not 40 years ago, but you know what I mean. Things have changed. The cultural norms around so many things are simply different now. And I just wonder if when this Kyrie thing pops, and it's going to be all anyone's talking about today, are some people going to side with Kyrie? Nah, man. You shouldn't be talking to grown men and athletes like this just because you don't like their team. That's not right. Now, we still don't know what these guys are saying. Somebody calls Kyrie Irving a pussy, and, you know, fine. That happened. I can't speak to that because I've never been there where, you know, 20,000 people are screaming at you, calling you names. I've never been there. Kind of would love it. I think it would be fun and exciting as hell, but that's either here nor there. I think if Kyrie wants to push back on all these people, and if they're saying racial stuff, I mean, it is Boston. I'm not going to speculate. Don't go and come at me on social media for saying that. There's a history, obviously. But if Kyrie wants to push back on that and say, listen, people should not be able to talk to you like that, I'll be honest, guys, on social media, well, mostly just Twitter, but, you know, a lot of people will just jump on there and just say, F you, you're bleep and bleep, and I personally don't care, and we've talked about this at length. I'm pretty comfortable in who I am. I have my family. I have my kids. I have, you know, friends. Social media, this stuff isn't my life. And I have seen sports social media ruin people I work with. Yes, ruined. Pretty high-profile people because they got so absorbed in it that they couldn't handle the daily drumbeat of people yelling at them, you suck, you're an idiot, you're an effing moron, blah, blah. They just could not handle that. Me personally, I don't care. And I'm not going to lie. I have no problem just blocking people all the time on Twitter. I don't care. Social media is weird, guys. We never have had this before in the history of life, human communication, where you could go in your pocket, pull out a device, look at it, and you've got, just in my case, 15 people saying, F you, you're an effing idiot. Like, nobody in the streets just randomly says, bleep you. That just does not happen. So why should I let some jabroni come at me on social media, or 15 of them daily, and say, you suck, you're the worst, I hate you, you don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't bother me, so guess what I do? I just block them. I'm like, I don't need to hear that. Nobody comes up to you in the store and says that. Why should you go in your pocket, open a social media device, and be subjected to that? So from my perspective, it's easy. I just block. Now, think about it. If I'm getting 15 of those a day, and, you know, let's say 10 of those on Instagram, some days it's really, really a lot of people. Other days it's nothing. But usually, you know, when you say stuff and stick your neck out on the line, what is it? What's the line? The tall poppy gets cut. When you do that, they're going to come after you. I had this weekend, not that you care, I said some stuff absolutely destroying the New Orleans Pelicans on Undisputed, I don't know, back in August, before the season, about just how much of a dumpster fire the franchise is, from the GM to the owner who doesn't ever want to pay the luxury tax, to the Lonzo Ball mess, Zion doesn't want to play there, blah, blah, blah. It was all true. It was all factual. They were trash. Then they make a trade for CJ McCollum. They make an incredible run late in the season. The Lakers have a meltdown. Paul George tests positive for COVID and can't play in the play-in game. And the Pelicans make the playoffs. And all weekend, all these Pelican fans, you know, the 17 Pelicans fans that exist on planet Earth, they find it and are like, oh, Pel's mob is coming for you. Keep that same energy, you bleep, 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 bleep. And F your Jets and your, like, I just see this and I start laughing. Okay, block. I don't need this. I don't know who you are. I could go to a Pelicans game and I guarantee you none of the people who said that would ever come up to my face and say that. None of them. I've never had anyone do that. Now, I don't know how I would react if I did. I would probably do nothing because, and this is not a flex or a brag, but like, I have a good job. I have a good family. I'm not trying to go to jail. I don't want to lose my job. I'm, you know, I'm not worth tons of money, but I got a decent net worth. I'm not trying to get sued for punching somebody because they called me a name. I'm not stupid. Now, sometimes things happen. Hopefully, I don't get sucked into that, but it's easier for me, bottom line, to tune all this out. Now, enough about me. What if it were Kyrie Irving? And amplify that 15 people on Twitter to 2,000? Is that conservative? 2,000 a day? Maybe that's low. I don't know. And another 2,000 on Instagram? I mean, the guy's got a ton of followers. He's a high-profile NBA player. He has dated celebrities. He has starred in his own movie. He's got his own sneaker line. He hit the game-winning shot in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Kyrie Irving is getting a lot of hate. And everyone has a breaking point. Kevin Durant has a breaking point. We've seen it. We saw Steph Curry. That's a bad example. I was saying when he threw his mouthpiece in the NBA Finals. But that was on-court stuff, and he was frustrated. That the social media, if you really notice, and this is, I don't want to generalize too much, the people with families, with, you know, have things going on in their life, they don't seem as impacted by it. Now, they may be covering it up. That's possible. But, you know, like Steph Curry has a family and his kids. He's got a lot going on. He doesn't have time to be worried about these guys. He doesn't have time to be worried about these meatballs on social media yelling, because that's all these guys do. And then some of them go to games, the ones that can afford it. They get liquored up and they're in the front row and they're mouthing off. And it's one thing to, you know, chant, you know, you suck or we hate you or whatever the chants are. I don't know. Shockingly, I don't get any hate NBA chants, so I don't really know what the deal is. But whatever they're saying, it's like, it's just an oddity that would be your move. Like, anytime I went to a Lakers game, it would be less about, I really hate that guy. Like, man, watch it. Look at that. Luka Doncic. Like, I personally don't like the Celtics. I've talked about this. I was born in New York. I've always not liked Boston teams, New England teams, any sport. I'm not chanting, you guys are the worst, you suck. I'm more rooting for my team, right? I've never really understood hating that. Now, Kyrie is a unique situation, of course, because he had his whole, I'm in Boston, I'm staying here, this is my place, and then bailing in a heartbeat. But the Kyrie Irving saga is interesting. This is not going to change. This is going to add fuel to the fire for Wednesday's game. When you come out and say what you did, and there was another video on Kyrie. He's walking to the locker room, like in the tunnel underneath. And somebody it went on TikTok. And I only know this because it was put on social media, on Twitter. I don't check TikTok. That's my wife's domain. And this guy goes, Kyrie Irving, you suck. And all Kyrie does is turn his head and goes, my dick, bitch. It's classic. It's an awesome video. I don't know if Rob will edit that out. I'll just leave it in there. But I like that from Kyrie. Why shouldn't he be able to fire back? Now what happens is the NBA has a decision. Again, I talked about this with the Patrick Beverley, you trash thing to the referee at the last game of the season, right? They fined him. What do you do if you're the league to Kyrie Irving for the double middle finger? You can't really have guys on the court in a high-profile game Easter weekend. I guarantee you it was the most watched NBA game of the weekend. You can't really have stars putting middle fingers. It's not a good look, you know? I don't know what they're not going to suspend Kyrie Irving, obviously. But clearly, they're going to fine him. Now, Kyrie is going to then have a press conference and say, so why should these guys be able to talk to me like I'm some kind of, and whatever he wants to say. I'm not going to say, but you know where I'm going. Why should I be subjected to that? And then, of course, you can play this back and forth game. Well, Kyrie, isn't your salary like $35 million this year? And he's going to be six. So, and what? What? Because what if it's $50 million? Does that allow them to say more? And Kyrie has a decent point. But again, ultimately, when you've got guys like Shaq and Barkley saying, ah, you're soft, tune it out. Time out. Shaq, do you remember when you spit on a guy? What if I did that? Then what? Yeah, listen, it would be really ugly for Kyrie Irving if he did something like that. And I haven't done the history on Shaq and getting in altercations with fans, but listen, Russell Westbrook got into it with a fan. It's a fine line. This is a great topic. I absolutely love it. There's no right or wrong answer. And it's one of these things where I'm like, man, I root against Kyrie Irving a lot, but I absolutely love everything he said. Because I'm kind of with him. Again, if you want to go to a game and just shred Russell Westbrook, listen, do I take shots at him on social media? Russell Westbrook for being terrible this past season? Of course. Would I go to a game and like yell, Russ, you suck, don't shoot the ball? Probably not. So maybe I'm one of these hamburgers. Sorry, not hamburgers. food on the mind this morning. Maybe I'm one of these meatballs going on social media blasting some of these athletes. But again, anybody can do that. I mean, part of my job is to not be critical, but, you know, analyze what the hell's going on, why it's happening, and have a take. This is a big money industry, right, guys? There's a lot of people in the sports media take business. I love this topic. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Dan Patrick tomorrow. I think I'm with Doug Gottlieb. You know, we always get a little combative. I'm sure Doug Gottlieb's going to be on the side of Kyrie Irving is soft. It's nuanced. There are shades of gray. I don't think it is as cut and dry as, you know, he should say absolutely nothing, just take it. Well, why should he? I'll tell you right now, I'm playing in a dad soccer tournament coming up. I just signed up for a basketball league. And again, there's not going to be fans. Well, the soccer tournament might have fans. And I have gotten in a couple, like, not dust-ups, but, you know, not even quite shoving or cursing, but it gets heated. Like, competition is heated and people get fired up, and that happens. But how you react says a lot about you. I don't know that Kyrie's double middle finger at fans and middle finger after making a shot. I don't think that says he's soft. I think that's his reaction of, hey, well, you're going to say that to me? I'm just going to shove that three-pointer in your face. And, oh yeah, by the way, I scored 18 points in the fourth quarter and we totally dominated and should have won if not for a defensive gaffe by Durant and Kyrie to an extent. It's a great topic. There's no right or wrong answer because everybody's going to view it differently. And I just love that the NBA is giving us a great storyline like this after the first weekend of the playoffs. Now, I don't think anybody should be surprised that the guy at the center of it all is Kyrie Irving.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
We'll wrap up this pod, this Monday one, a little bit lengthy, with best bets tonight. I'm sorry, guys. I think I've got to bet Dallas again. I know that sounds crazy because Luka Doncic almost certainly will not play. I Dallas was close to pulling off the game in the game one at home. If they lose this one, you got to bring your only hope is Luka coming back to win the series, but. As I see now, looks like there is a little bit of money coming in on Utah. It was 5. Now it's up to 5.5. Golden State opened 7.5 down to 7. Philly, 6.5 up to 7. Scotty Barnes, we don't know. I don't think you could touch the Raptors in this one, guys. Now, the counter would be, hey, wait a minute. What if the Sixers are all gassed up? Tyrese Maxey, unbelievable game one, and they just think this is going to be a cakewalk. Scotty Barnes is hurt. I would be shocked if he plays, given how bad that ankle looked and how long he was down on the ground. But my gut tells me I think it's Philly or pass for game two. Initially, I thought Toronto would be an option, but the Barnes thing's a killer. They already are not a deep team. So I would be Philly or pass for me. I think I got to ride Dallas again. They're going to be juiced up. Now, Utah did not play particularly well, and Dallas had a good chance. I think Brunson plays a little bit better. Brunson, total cash for me. Brunson's a guy you want to bet on tonight if you can get points over, points and assists, whatever. He's the guy. He's going to take a lot of shots. Golden State, Denver, I don't know how you can bet Denver. I just don't like their matchup at all in against the Warriors. Jordan Poole is looking awesome. I was trying to think of a comp for Jordan Poole, the Warriors guy who, you know, basically he's playing so well, Curry's like, I'll come off the bench. It's fine. I'm not 100%. Jordan Poole just went banana. I think he had 32, hit like 7 threes. This is how wild the NBA is. Jordan Poole, unstoppable. Duncan Robinson hits 8 3-pointers. I mean, the NBA is just so crazy. You just really have no clue what to expect. I'll do player props on Twitter and IG. I'm doing picks every day for Fox Bet Live, so check those out. And I'll talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.